Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to Dana of La Crosse. A very, very good suggestion. He said, well, why doesn't Joe Biden sit down with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and basically say to them, look, we really need this vote to suspend the filibuster, at least for this, at least for SB1 and HR1, which would have standardized voting around the country, that would have not only standardized voting, but gotten rid of gerrymandering, gets rid of gerrymandering, among other things. Is that? And then you would say to him, and Dana was saying, well, you know, maybe he'd give him some kind of an industry down there or a grant, and, you know, whether it be solar in Arizona or something to replace coal in West Virginia. And people go, oh, well, that would be terrible. Let me give you some historical perspective. The most honest president we ever had was Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. He was assassinated, remember, the end of the Civil War in April, just after the surrender of Robert E. Lee to Ulysses Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, just a little shortly after that. And he would sit down with legislators, and this is hard to believe. This is hard to believe. But back then, it wasn't at all clear that the three amendments coming up that tragically occurred after, several of them after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, but Abraham Lincoln set the ground, didn't have enough support. In the Congress. You know, the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery, the 14th Amendment that was interpreted as extending the Bill of Rights in the federal Constitution to all the states, and the 15th Amendment that gave African American men at the time the right to vote, and then after the 19th Amendment in 1920, women as well. None of that, in my view, in an historian's view, would have passed. Abraham Lincoln would take the handful of recalcitrant congressmen in his office. Abraham Lincoln was 6'4". Back then, a 6'4" guy would be like a 6'6" or 6'8" guy now. George Washington was 6'4", too. And these guys had a lot of authority. Abraham Lincoln brags a guy in and he says, I need your vote. And the guy goes, oh, I don't know. Abraham Lincoln said, I will make you the postmaster or the customs official, one or the other of where you are. That's going to be your retirement. In those days, the customs directors got a slice legally. They didn't take a bribe. They just got a slice. They got money. It was very lucrative. He bought him off. And as a result, we ended up getting the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Several passed, obviously, after he was assassinated, but he laid the groundwork. That's what he did. Is that right or wrong? It's right. The ultimate effect was right. You can't be that bald nowadays. Dane is suggesting something, but I think that Joe Biden could break Joe Manchin's arm. Call him in. It's a big deal. You're there and you say, Joe, let me put this in ducks and bunnies for you, Joe Manchin. We need it with gerrymandering and this crooked voting stuff. You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? We're never going to win again. And not only that, QAnon people are getting in around the country. This is like in the old days, you know, communist people getting in around the country, jihadist people. This is America. This is not an authoritarian society. We're not putting up with it. So, Joe, I don't know why you think in West Virginia people don't get it also. They're Americans. West Virginians are patriots. West Virginia has the highest incident of winning the Medal of Honor per capita than any state in the country. Obviously, California, Texas, New York have more, but they have bigger populations. But per capita, people from West Virginia win the Medal of Honor. That's in combat, frequently means they were killed more than any other state in the country. These people don't back down. They can take care of business. They can deal with it. And just tell them, you know, we're not going to have gerrymandering. You can say we're honest here in West Virginia. Not everybody is. And do it with Kyrsten Sinema, too. If Joe Manchin goes along, Kyrsten Sinema will go along. And the other thing I think that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are not taking into account is the following. If you continue to waffle, at some point you lose the enthusiasm of the left or the Democratic base in your state. I don't mean the far left, but I mean general people. And they'll vote for you, but they won't be pleased. At some point, you have to do the right thing. And here is an easy answer. In these cases, say, okay, I'm not going to get rid of the filibuster. but I'll get rid of it for this bill. You can do it for one bill. SB 1 and HR 1, fair voting, no gerrymandering. And I'm going to get rid of it for this one over here, 9/11 or the September 6th commission. So you don't need 10 Republican votes and don't let them hold it up and that kind of thing. And then if they go against you in West Virginia and Arizona over that, come on. All we're saying is we're going to have fair voting. And come on. In the January 6th commission, that was intended to find out who attacked our country. They attacked our country. I think the voters in West Virginia and in Arizona would understand and like it. And certainly the people who put Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in office would like it and would understand it. So I think Abraham Lincoln did it. He did it a lot more baldly, call a guy in and say, all right, I'll make you customs inspector in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's a huge income back in those days. Guy, oh, great. What do I need to do? You just need to support abolishing slavery, extending due process in the Constitution of the states, and letting black people vote. Well, my people back home don't like that. Well, okay, but you'll get a customs position. That's what he did. Flat out what the guy did. Greatest, one of the greatest presidents, he and George Washington, in our history. And you think there may not be a crisis that warrants some strong arming by the president? Consider this. There was a QAnon conference in Dallas just now. And I mean QAnon, they had a big Q. And then they have the slogan that says, where we go one, we go all. And they abbreviate. It's WWG1 and, you know, all this stuff. Secret society. Up all over the place. Republicans spoke at it. It didn't pretend to be a Republican Congress. Jason Sullivan, the ex-social media advisor to Roger Stone and the Trump people, spoke. And during his speech, he made a hand signal with his hands around his neck when he mentioned Hillary Clinton to say that she should be hanged, she should be executed, Hillary Clinton. And the crowd went nuts. They applauded. They applauded. An invitation to assassination of a prominent person in the other party. And Louis Gohmert from Texas, Louis Gohmert, bad news, really. He spoke at it. He spoke at a QAnon conference in Dallas on Saturday. On Saturday. Now, this is not a conservative political action conference, although that one in D.C., several of them gave the stiff arm salute and said, Heil Trump. Not just Hail Trump, Heil Trump, H-E-I-L, Heil Trump. Okay, that was really bad. This one didn't say Republican or conservative at all. It had big Qs, QAnon. They're the ones that think there's a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of perverted people who run the world. They run movies. They run the government. They run everything. And we got to clean it out. I'd like to know where that pizza parlor is. I mean, I like pizza. Never seen a pizza parlor where the owner didn't just want to make money, sell pizzas. But in any event, so Louis Gohmert of Texas gets up on his hind legs. He gets up on his hind legs, not even Republican thing. And behind him is a big Q. And where we go one, we go all. That's their deal. We're abbreviated. So WWG1, WGA. And the one, I mean, this is very, very kind of juvenile secret society stuff. And he spoke, got a rousing ovation. This is not America. This is not the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower or Ronald Reagan or George W. H.W. Bush or anybody. This is a nutty group who are attack America. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. A lot of great callers. A lot of great programming coming up. Can't go through it all. But stay tuned. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.